I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
The idea of God commanding Joshua and the people to exterminate these Canaanite and Amorite populations in the land that he had promised to Abraham and his family, those are there, and rarely are they seen as symbolic or allegorical, that this plainly is what God commanded. In the same way, years later, centuries later, God commanded the first king of Israel, King Saul, to do the same thing to the Amalekites that had lived in the wilderness, Saul did not follow through with it and complete that. But the way that this is usually understood, at least in that passage, Bill, is that God is using the people of Israel as his instrument of judgment in this case, in Canaan. And it's not just with Jericho. That's the one that gets all the attention because it's the first city that was destroyed in this way. But all the cities that they destroyed, they were to, the Old Testament expression for it was, they were to put them under the ban, that they were banned from taking any captives, any spoil, any animals, anything from them. And this was an act of judgment by God. And my response to that is, it's very harsh. It puts a frown on our face today. But also, we have to remember, it's also very rare. And that God does this, you can count on one hand the amount of times that he commands something like this. And it's specified in the Bible. It's limited in its application. So anyone who's out there today saying they are the instrument of God to kill all these people, that's hogwash. That this is a specially revealed, very rare, almost unique circumstance here in the Bible where God uses human armies to execute his judgment on these people.
And going back to the initial part of your question about whether this approach of taking things at face value unless we have reason not to, and whether that applies to the Old Testament, I would say in general, yes. But again, being aware of what sort of thing you're reading, and if it's a psalm or a song, or if it's a history, or if it's a part of a narration or a story, just because somebody says it doesn't mean that it's approved of or sanctioned, even if the person saying it is somebody that's otherwise a praiseworthy person. So yeah, and taking things like that are spoken to Israel and then applying them to us, that doesn't always work, right? We're not under the law. We don't follow the ceremonies and all these things. So yes, with an asterisk that says, but you still have to be aware of what you're reading, who it's addressed to, what the situation was, what genre of literature it is. And only when you get all those pieces in place should you try to come to a conclusion.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.